and Andrew. And we're outside of my apartment at 12:15. And a giant-ass truck decided to pull right up next to us, and it's blinding us at this moment.
Oh, my God!
My eyes, and I thought it was going to kill us. And he just parked there for, what, like a few minutes and just decided to leave.
We have no idea why. He just all of a sudden just passed up in front of us. We're like, holy shit, we're going to die.
Yep.
This man in this giant truck is going to kill us.
And then he got out of the car. I don't know where he went at all. And his lights were blinking. And then he just got back in just now and left. It's a little bit eerie.
Yeah, it's gone. It's kind of quiet now.
It's quiet and eerie and it's a little bit weird.
Yeah. Being outside of Carolyn's apartment is always scary. It's not like
scary in some places, though.
It's not like it's like you're going to get murdered, even though murders have occurred here.
One murder occurred here.
Yeah, okay, well, one murder
occurred
here.
It was like a year, a year or so ago.
What about like
2 years
ago? There was another murder when I was like,
I think it was 3 years ago.
Going to live here. That weird time where I almost ended up trying to live here.
Was that when you almost tried to move in with Corinne?
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah. We will not talk about that.
Yeah, that's going into the weird places.
Weird places.
There was a crazy murder or something that happened.
Somebody was shot, and I think it had to do with possibly, like, drugs or something like that.
Yeah.
Drug deals, which I do think those kind of go on, but I think they're very secretive and not really that often, and they're only, like, in cars.
Yeah. Drug dealers around here, they know what they're doing, you know?
They don't make it so blatant. Or it's just people who are hotboxing cars and not actually doing drug deals or just hotboxing.
Yeah. My car, it could look like we were probably doing something like that, but there's no.
Around the time that me and Stephanie were talking and it really fogged up, and then the cop thought that we were doing something, and then she got an attitude with the cop, and then he wanted our IDs, and I was like, shut up, Stephanie. Shut up.
The cop.
She got an attitude.
Yeah. You're probably about 5'4", 5'3".
She's like 5'2", 5'3", or something.
You're not gonna take a cop. It's not gonna happen.
There's something. I think it's where my apartments are located. It's like near the vineyards.
Yeah.
There's something weird. There's something kind of creepy about being. It's like not quite out in the boonies, but it's considered the boonies compared to the rest of Livermore.
It's like X-Files, like you know, where you can be running around.
What looks like the guy with the truck.
Dude, he looks like he could,
he just
like,
walked by this guy that was apparently in that
monster
truck. He's
walking like he could kill you.
He's on a mission to kill people.
He's like
not literally, but we
like,
just don't know.
He could rage to some like really hardcore like death metal music and then just kill you.
I can't even see behind your because your car is fogged up in the back. I don't even know where he parked.
We don't know. Maybe that's not him. Maybe he's
no, I saw what that guy looked like, kind of.
Yeah.
He was bald like that guy, and it's kind of weird.
I would assume he's the guy who was driving the truck. I think he's the guy. That's probably him. Yeah.
Maybe he had to take some stuff out of his car, and then...
So he has to drive up in front of where we are, thinking that we're going to get got, because, you know... I've seen it in movies.
I think it was one of those power struggle things where it's just kind of like, this is my car, I am moving up, I will pressure you to move out of the way by intimidating you
with my
big giant-ass truck.
And then I'm just going to get out and then throw away trash. Because that's what we do. Because
you can't do that on your way out to your apartment at all.
No.
You can't park your car, like park.
I have to practically careen into where we keep trash. In order to do that, I don't understand what's wrong with people.
No.
People scare me.
People are scary. Especially that dude.
Yeah, I can't deal with people like that. They frighten me. Yeah, I come to Livermore, it's supposed to be a small town place. I don't want to die.
You don't want to die.
No.
I don't normally want to die either.
But we're
almost up on time. But yes,
yep.
It happens.
Yeah.
And that's why I lock my doors at all time. I'm like some people who are like, you don't have to lock your doors,
yeah.
Livermore. And I'm like, you are a fucking naive idiot.
Carolyn, like, totally locked my door with the electronic lock, like, 3 times in a row.